Shout out to Backwoods for always providing me with fresh cigarillos to roll my weed in. It's an all-natural tobacco leaf, and it just costs $5 for a 5-pack. I usually get the 3-pack because the 5-pack is stale sometimes, but either way it goes, Backwoods are great cigarillos, and they're all-natural. And if you smoke Swishers, we're not the same.
Welcome back to Messy Mac Radio.
Welcome here to, back.
Here to discuss some juicy topics tonight.
Juicy, juicy.
I'm Miss.
Hey, y'all know who I am. I'm Mac. How's everybody doing this morning, this evening, this afternoon? Thank you for tuning in. I don't know when you're listening to us, but whenever you're listening to us, we hope that you just feel some kind of joy in your heart. Because that's what we're here to do, bring joy to the people. And just say shit that y'all thinking and y'all don't ever say. But we gonna say this shit.
Exactly.
We got to hop right into it. We hopping into it early this time. Donald Trump is trying to, besides all other things that our president has done, he's trying to, you know, show his love for the niggas now. He trying to get ASAP Rocky out of jail. I'm just like, where the fuck was you at when 21 was locked up over there? Uh-huh. Or when Freddie Gibbs was locked up over there?
Or where the fuck you been at when these kids is locked up at the border and dying? That's what the fuck I want to know. But he offered to pay a bail if they grant ASAP one. Yeah. They said that, you know, Kanye made a call to the president's office and, you know, he got it like that. He just calls the president.
Mm, that's his homie.
Uncle Ruckus.
Ooh. I mean, I feel like Donald Trump, he needs to learn his place. Like, when he try to get in good with niggas, he does it by the wrong way. Like, bro, you trying to manipulate shit. Like, I don't, this nigga got so much money, it's stupid. Like, he's running America, the company, fine. But as far as the city and the world and the states and the people, he's terrible because he's such a fucking arrogant-ass bastard. Mm-hmm. You know, 21 Savage was locked up over there. You know what I'm saying?
He probably didn't care because he thought 21 was an immigrant.
Yeah, we know he doesn't like those.
Clearly.
He hates them. He despises them.
It's sad when his ancestors probably was immigrants.
But one thing I need to let y'all niggas know, like, even if you ain't ASAP Rocky, if you just a nigga and you trying to be a rapper, and you gotta know, yeah, it's cool to tour the world and I'm going overseas. They don't play that shit over there. They do not play that shit over there. They got that Emmett Till shit. You can wink at a white bitch and don't fuck them. They gonna put your ass in jail. They did the same shit to Freddie Gibbs. A lot of y'all might not know who Freddie Gibbs is, but he's an underground rapper. Very talented young man. But he went over there. He had sex with a white woman. She consented it. They had a night out, pictures, text messages, all that. This man spent, I believe, 4 years in a jail. I believe it was somewhere overseas. Don't quote me on that. But he was in jail overseas. He said it was the most nastiest experience of his life. They don't clean their jails. They was starving him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you big money and shit over in the United States. But over here, it's different. And he said it was the worst experience of his life. And he wasn't even found guilty. And they still kept him in jail. Set his bail so high. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, he wasn't going to be able to get out.
Now, speaking of worst experiences, do you believe that if America was more strict on the things that they do in jail, that these men wouldn't keep going back? And I'm not even going to say men, just criminals, period. They over there playing Xbox and watching movies and having tablets.
Yeah, Bill Cosby is kicking it in jail. He's in a country club, prison. This man is watching TV. He's eating steak dinners on the golf course, all that. I feel like what would help keep motherfuckers from being in jail is jail need to do exactly what it's supposed to do. Rehabilitate a person. Make them over so that they learn to make better decisions and not want to come back. Because a lot of times when I used to do my internship, I had to talk to prisoners. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them would say, yeah, I'm gonna come back. Like, what the fuck? I got somewhere to lay my head, 3 meals a day. Yeah, you know, I gotta deal with shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm exercising. Like, some people really only do that because that's all they know. They not going to jail rehabilitating these motherfuckers.
Nope.
Even when they go to the county. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be the county jail. It be niggas in there for years waiting on the fucking court date. God,
they
like,
just told they too. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? They not rehabilitating people. That's the same thing with the army, though. They don't rehabilitate them. Like, you send them, you train them, turn them into this, but when they get out, you don't show them how to maneuver through society.
Right.
And that's where people fuck up. You got people that's out here that ain't seen people head blown off. And, you know, just major PTSD. And that's the same thing with prison, too. Prison, county jail, it don't matter. Just sending them to stay at a halfway house is not good enough. Because half the time, them motherfuckers don't care what they do as long as they back on time. Exactly. They don't care what the... You know, I done seen all that shit. Being in the mental health field, it's crazy. And I feel like that's why people keep going to jail, because they're not learning from going to jail the first time. They going to jail making friends and shit. Like, my homie gonna be in here 20 years. I'm gonna see that nigga when I get back. I know he gonna have my back. That's just how they think about it.
Just sad.
It's not made for rehabilitation at this point no more. You know what I'm saying? They in there working, making shit for Victoria's Secret. If you didn't know, your pennies and shit is being made by prisoners. The shit at Walmart is being assembled. Your license plates, all, like, they slaving these people.
Just sad.
And they just, the fucked up part is the mentality is that they don't even see how fucked up it is to where they just glad to be alive. Like, I'm just glad I'm alive, you know, I'm able to. But you're still, like, it's just modern day slavery. Because they don't rehabilitate nobody. They didn't rehabilitate the slaves when they released us. That's how all this other bullshit start going on. It's just not fair. You can't basically brainwash a person and then expect them to be cool when they, you know, get released.
Exactly.
So that's my take on that. Go to jail, learn from your mistakes. If you ain't got your GED, get your GED. Pick you up a trade, do something so you ain't gotta go back.
Yep.
So. Fuck Donald Trump too at the end of the day. That nigga ain't trying to help them kids. He ain't trying to help nobody but his motherfucking self. I can't wait till we get his orange ass
out of office. Hopefully they don't reelect his ass.
Okay, well, we gonna get real serious tonight, but we just gonna get the fun shit out the way. Me and Miss just watched the Love and Hip Hop Reunion Atlanta Part 1. What was your take? Because you know I got some shit.
Okay, so
you know I got messy
like it always be.
Of course.
This pool lady, I don't like her. I don't like her one bit. For one, why are you so happy if your man did have sex with this lady in her anus and she shitted on your bed? Why do you care? It's just a storyline. Like, okay, then to come to find out you're not even really married. You're saying you are, but if people marry, that's court documents. That's public knowledge. So, I'm not feeling her. I seen Scrappy and Bambi and Erica, and they just a hot mess.
You know Scrappy and Erica always been a hot ass mess, shawty. Mm-hmm. They from Atlanta, baby.
Shout.
Got her fucked up. Got me fucked up, shout.
They was pulling out receipts on that child support. He was like, what? Who ain't paid? You said last 3 months. I done paid. February, March, April, May. You said 3 months. But in her defense, in child support, just because they say you 3 months behind don't mean it got to be April, May, and June. It could be fucking November 18, January 19, and July 19. That's 3 months behind. It don't have to be consecutive.
I still feel like that wasn't nobody's business.
It's not. But they like do that for TV.
They've been doing that like Erica, she's always been ratchet.
They both ratchet.
We know he ratchet.
Who pulled the phone out first, though? He did.
No, she did.
No, he picked up his phone first.
He said, I got my app. He said, I got my app. He said,
I got my app, so I got my
receipts. He didn't start pulling out text messages.
But he still pulled out the phone first, which prompted her to pull hers out.
It don't matter. The shit was petty. They a hot ghetto ass mess. And they always gonna be like that. Just... Oh my God! I'm really getting tired of Love and Hip Hop, like a little bit.
Well,
the only one I like is LA. I like everything in LA. Shout out to California, man! It's the shit. I've been out there once, stayed out there, did not want to come back. About to go back out there again and again and again and again and again and again. It's beautiful. Anything LA, sunny I'm California. Here for it, honey.
Sunny California.
But yeah, so I just feel like it's really like starting to be so degrading. Like, for example,
it already was degrading from the
jump. It was degrading. And then I sit up here and I tell myself, self, you didn't even want to watch the real side chicks or whatever. I watched one episode of that shit. I was done because it was just too much. But this is damn near that. So for me not to watch that would be dumb because I'm watching Love and Hip Hop. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so much. You know what I'm saying? And then why does it matter who Carly had sex with?
Yeah, it don't matter. Like,
like, you mad because she didn't claim you? Like,
you throwing diapers and girls, sit down.
Why, first and foremost, why you ain't washed them sheets?
Yeah, why you still got...
You holding on to shitty sheets. That's some nasty shit. Like, you been holding on to them. Did you put them in a plastic bag? Where the fuck was they at? Talking about they was $750. Girl, please. That's them same sheets you had on your bed at that one apartment when you was out there in Independence. Remember them little leopard silver sheets you had? It was those same sheets. Did you pay $750
for motherfucker, I didn't know you were talking about me. I thought you were talking about her.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, them was from Walmart.
Exactly. While she trying to play. I ain't trying to say that, but I'm just saying, I remember you had them same sheets.
And she gonna throw them, man. You ain't cleaned them in months, girl.
Or she probably just wiped her ass with them.
And wipe some of that makeup off your motherfucking face.
Face tight as hell.
Shit. Tight as hell. Botox like a motherfucker.
Speaking of Botox, oh Lord, we gonna switch gears. Part 2 next Monday, I'm here for it. We'll be back with the next review. But Pooh, they gonna get your ass. Somebody gonna beat that ass because that mouth is too smart. But while we speaking of tight faces and Botox, man, let's have a moment of silence for Lil' Kim, dog. Kimberly, dog. It's so hard to look at her, man.
It's scary. It's like the type of things that kids can have nightmares about.
Yeah, the type of shit I could have nightmares about because really that was my nigga. I remember my brother had a picture of her, that picture with her with her legs cocked open with the little fur thing and the leopard. Yeah, he had that shit on the back of his door.
She was a bad bitch.
Beautiful.
Now, she kind of looking like Mike.
She looking worse than Michael Jackson.
Jesus.
And it just hurts my soul because she's such a beautiful... On her show, matter of fact, tune into her show, Girls Cruise.
She's such a beautiful person.
She has a beautiful personality.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. Y'all know that she's the damn queen. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for her, a lot of this shit wouldn't be going on with y'all bitches.
I just don't understand. It gotta take
from my understanding, she said... But she's... Okay. Now, we was talking about this earlier. Her nose... You said, okay, Kim says that the reason why her nose looks like that is because she was in an abusive relationship and her partner continuously kept breaking her nose.
Okay, why you stay with him?
Sometimes it ain't that easy to leave. Mm. You know, and I'm going to say that just on behalf of people that's in situations like that. I'm not in that situation. I've never been in that situation. But I am an understanding person, and I do know the power of manipulating the mind. Yes, you might not be able to leave right at that moment, but she did leave 25 surgeries later, but she got out of there.
And then you talking about the nose, or what about the cheeks?
That's no excuse. That's no excuse. I think that was just cosmetic things. And like you said, it had to be, she clearly did not like the way she looked.
Yeah.
Because she looks totally different. She looks totally different. Like, her skin tone is different.
Yeah.
And I really just love her. Like, her person, it's like one of them things, like, it's hard to look at. Like, I can't look at
you. Yeah, and it's like I don't want people to think we bashing her.
No, hell no. We not bashing her. We not bashing her at all. It's just a sad thing that she, you know, didn't see her as we saw her. You know what I'm saying? Or as everybody else saw her. And, you know, she's just, like, her personality is just so beautiful. Like, she's very sweet. She's a nice person. She, you know, I just don't know. It just really hurts me to know that she look in the mirror. I'm pretty sure if I was her, I'd be crying in the mirror. Like, what the fuck did I do to myself?
Exactly.
Like K. Michelle. She probably do that. All these motherfuckers. Like, it's just sad, man. It's just sad. Y'all need to be careful with that knife, because once you get... Just learn when to quit. Like, titties, like we said before. If you a woman and you want you some titties, get you some titties, girl. Because you ain't a woman without no titties. You are, but if that's what you... You know, some people happy with not having big titties. Some people complain about big titties. But as a woman, you want some titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a woman thing. Now, tummy tucks, I can understand that as well from bearing children. You know, sometimes you can't get rid of that. But when you start taking the knife to your face, that's your face.
Unless you have some kind of, like, birth defect or deformity, I don't get that part.
Or a plastic surgery, like, you have to get it done. You know, like, maybe got to break your jaw back or break your nose or whatever just to make it back right. Or you going to end up on botched.
Yeah, be fucked.
Because every time I look at Lil' Kim, I love her so much to where I'm hurting. It's like seeing one of my cousins. Like, girl, what happened?
Exactly. She looked like she got to stick some straws in her nose to breathe. It's just so sad. It's so sad.
She's still the baddest bitch, man.
Another thing that bothers me is her daughter will not look like her.
Oh, yeah, she won't. I thought she was so bad, man. Even when she first got out of jail, she had a nose job and she had her lips. And, of course, she been had the titties since back in the day. But that was cool. Then she started, you know, trying to shape her body up. Like, you're small. You're small, so, you know, you probably can't carry all that weight. And I just feel like at one point in time, it was probably just so much going on. She felt like she had to compete.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you look on Instagram and everything, everybody got ass and titties and something. It's just, I don't know. I love you, Little Kim. Next time you get a trip, put me on there. I can bring the spiritual guidance that you need to the trip. Come. That's all for that, because I'm getting emotional.
So, okay, let's talk about the Shade Room with Lila Rashawn. Husband
Antoine Fuqua
with Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. Yeah, they all booed up, you know, Lila Rashawn and deleted her Instagram and all that, and I'm just kind of confused. So Nicole Murphy, some of her kids then deleted they stuff, blocked comments. So clearly somebody's ashamed. And the comments on that post is like crazy. It's a lot of comments like he her husband and all this.
Well, why don't you just talk to us a little bit about it from a married woman's point of view?
I just want people to keep that same energy when they get married. Because, yeah, your husband, you should hold him accountable for his actions. But at the same time, they're both accountable. That woman knew he was a married man. And even if he did try to holler at her as a woman, you should have shut that down. And I was thinking that even when I wasn't married. That if a married man tried to approach me, I can't do it. Because you're married. And yeah, he took those vows. I didn't with that married man. But at the same time, I didn't want that sin upon me. Mm-mm. It was something that I wasn't willing to do. So, we women, sorry, we rule the world. And a lot of stuff we can stop. Yeah, that he's a married man and he might have tried to holler at her. But as a woman, she could have stopped it. If he's with his wife, she should have deaded that stuff. So, you know.
I don't even see what people see in Nicole Murphy anyway. She looks weird as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, her face look all pulled back and shit like that. I don't know if that's just...
Body's cold.
I really don't know. Her body is cold. That's probably what it is.
But you know, I see what people see in her. I mean, in today's society, she's a light-skinned woman with green eyes.
It ain't even that. She's known for sleeping with people's men. And that's not cool. And I just feel like I'm not married, but I could say it from being in a relationship. Like, if you know somebody is with someone, you know this shit. You're drinking the fucking devil's juice as well. So, yes, they're going to get it, but you're going to get it too.
Exactly. Especially when people be married. Yeah, they took them vows, but hey, you sleeping with somebody that's married, you going to hell too. You burning that same sin, whether you did the vows or not. So,
yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's more so society's influence these days. You got motherfuckers talking about, you know,
hot girl summer.
Take your man.
I take your man.
Bitch.
And bragging about other people's bitches eating.
I'm fucking your nigga.
Yep. Bitch, and men talking about.
Fuck his nigga. Fuck our nigga, girl.
Yep. Men talking about they fucking people, baby mama. And
it's just.
Your girl want me is just accepted in society.
Yeah. It really is. It's grown to be accepted to some people in society because that shit is unacceptable to me. Like. If a bitch make me mad, I'm not going to take her man for what?
I don't even want your man.
I don't even like you, so
why would I
what's
want your
the
man
point
assist?
Of dealing with a male version of you? Mm. Like, no, I'm cool. But y'all just keep on city girls. But do y'all notice all these girls that's telling y'all to say, fuck these niggas got niggas.
They got them a man at home.
And some of them got babies. Some of them got rings. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention. See, that's how you know people playing mind tricks.
And trust me, one of them I said, fuck them niggas, not my nigga, which I felt that because that's how I feel. Fuck these niggas, but not mine. Not mine. I love my man, but these other ones, I'm blind to it. I'm Ray Charles to it.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I ain't promoting no hot girl summer.
Mm-mm. You're going to be hot, all right.
Yeah, at the clinic. So, it's just a sad ordeal. I understand they rapping to make that money, but people need to quit idolizing people and live by their own beliefs.
Right. Think for yourself.
Because I listen to that music. I ain't going to lie.
I can turn up.
But I ain't living by that code.
Exactly. So. When you start, fuck these niggas, period. Give a fuck. I wonder what she's saying then when she was getting that baby busted up.
And then when they saying fuck these niggas, is they fucking women? I'm confused. I don't know.
They do be. They do.
No offense to people that's gay. I'm just saying.
No, if you're in that community, you're in it because that's who you are.
Exactly.
That's who you are. Live your truth.
Some people are in
but
it
it's
just
people, it's people. That's just like somebody just perpetrating some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's probably offensive to them. And they, you know, they know.
Like, you ain't really gay. You just doing it because it's my girl got a girlfriend type shit. No.
Or I'm going to bring a bitch home from the club all night. Fucked up.
I ain't never bringing no bitch home for the club for my man.
Never.
Shit. I don't share, honey. Not willingly.
So are you saying you'll do it for a cost or fee?
No, I'm saying not willingly. Like, if somebody's messing with him, too, it's not going to be with my will. I'm not going to...
Look at me. I said, is it for a cost?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm not sharing penis willingly, meaning if he's doing it behind my back, that's not nothing that I can control.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that I'm controlling, I'm not... No, fuck no.
Hell no.
Better get on with that shit.
Got me fucked up.
So, on to the next. Lion King has gotten 531 million
of them things. Give it up for Lion King.
Globally.
Man. Y'all, I was sitting in there, tears were just rolling down because it's like I pictured it. Like, the animals, everything just looked so real. But, on the flip side of things... Well, before I say my flip side of things, Mace, how you feel about it?
When I walked into the movie theater, my nephew looked at me and said, don't cry, auntie, because he already know. Like, on the original one, I cried. Fuck that nigga, Scar. But, yeah,
she said, fuck that nigga, Scar. I was up there... Point middle fingers.
Exactly. I was happy when them hyenas ripped his ass to shreds, period. But I like the cartoon better.
Why do you like it better?
It's the original. I mean, it's kind of like when part twos. It's not going to top the original one.
But do you think they did a good job in replicating it?
I think they did a good job. I think they added some extras. Definitely added some extras. Nala had a lot of more speaking scenes than she had in the original cartoon, to me. Yeah. So, I love my nigga Puma.
Yeah. Shout out to Seth Rogen. I knew it was him when I heard Timon and Pumba.
He said, I run from hyenas, but I'll fight a bully.
Yeah, they put that in there for the kids of these days. Yes. Because bullying is an issue, I guess.
It is a big issue.
It is. That's going to be a great topic that we can pick up on. That'll be a whole show.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all check into that bullying episode. It's going to be lit. But anyway, I just fucking loved it. Like, I was sitting there smiling. Like, I had the Lion King covers.
Yeah.
I had the covers, the comforter set, man.
Man, I missed the part. I had to take my child to the restroom.
What part so did you miss?
I came back in, and Simba was crying next to his daddy because he was dead. I missed that part. Yeah, I missed that part when Scar was being a bitch ass nigga. And that's the part that
but
I always
in the, movie, okay, you know the original one, he grabbed his fangs and he pushed. This one, girl, he hit him with a two-piece and knocked him down.
I missed that part.
That's what pissed me off. Like, damn, you gonna have him hit him with a two-piece?
He thought he was gonna do it to Simba too? He thought he was holding him like, hey, I remember your father like this.
Right. That was fucked up.
Right, and did you peep how he whispered that to him? But how did Simba, Mama, and Nyla hear that? How did they hear that? People didn't catch that part probably when they was like, how did you see? How did you see? How did this remind you of him? How did you hear that, bitch?
Oh, because he said it. He said it. Remember, he was coming back down the hill. He was like, tell him, Uncle Scar, how you said that you just heard my dad's voice or something.
So how it reminded you of my dad. Okay, because I'm like,
see,
boom, that nigga
I
Scar.
Love movies. We need to start having movie critic. So we're going to go watch a movie.
And you know I watch a lot of movies.
Email us. Let us know what movie y'all want us to review. Because we watch this shit.
MacyMacCouture@gmail.com. Couture with a C, not a K.
With a C, not a K. But I love The Lion King. 531 million?
Mm-hmm.
Whoo, that's a lot of money. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exactly. And they knew they was going to make that money. Everybody from our generation loved The Lion King. Mm-hmm. And then did you notice that Disney is coming out with human-like reenactments of all these cartoons?
I love
when
it.
When I was there, they had a Mulan that's about to come out as a preview.
Who is this girl I see?
Everybody know they got the Little Mermaid coming out. Mm-hmm. They're remaking Pocahontas.
Ooh,
so,
they need to put me in there.
They already did Aladdin.
They need to put me in Pocahontas and Smokahontas.
So they redoing them all.
I think that's good. That's good because I fucking love Disney movies. There's always,
too.
But have you seen how they've been like doing the Cinderella one with the two witches? They've been giving them their own movies. Like they've been battling and shit. God.
And then you know Maleficent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's it.
That one gonna be hard.
That's the spinoff for the Cinderella.
Yeah.
That's crazy as hell, man.
But did Cinderella have witches?
She had a fairy godmother.
That was an evil stepmother and a fairy godmother.
Yeah. That's who the two characters are.
I didn't know that.
The good angel and the bad angel. Angelina Jolie plays the villain, of course.
I know, because she's Maleficent. She's the creature from the dark side.
Yes.
In reality, I think this new one, the other bitch, going to be the one that's on the wrong. How you going to just be like, I'm going to accept her as my daughter when Maleficent raised her? Whatever. Mm-hmm. But we can move on to the
next. If you haven't seen The Lion King, go see it. I'm going to give me a teddy bear, a Simba one. Because I just love it so much. But y'all need to go see it, though. It was excellent.
I want to slide into a topic that we probably should have done right after Love & Hip Hop Reunion. Let's talk about April.
Ooh.
Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
Ho. Y'all know I'm always going to call her a hoe.
How do you know? Because she dropping them names she done fucked. She a hoe. She said, Game, I fuck Game. Lil Fizz, he wanna fuck.
How do you know? Because your pussy is stuck.
She nasty. And then on the episode, she was acting like she was just such this good girl. Now we know why it didn't work out. She a hood rat bitch on the low.
She's a whore.
And then I was confused. Did anybody notice how she said ASAP wants this pussy? Bitch, which one? It's a lot of ASAPs.
All of them.
All of them, huh? All of them want that camel toe, huh?
She was basically throwing herself at Ryan on Black Ink.
And he just was like,
saying things of the nature as of, yeah, we haven't had sex yet, but hopefully we can. Hopefully we get an opportunity.
And Fizz, you know, we haven't had sex, but
He been knocking it.
Then she even said that Fizz and Amaria ain't friends. They're business partners. I'm like,
her words were, Fizz was there when Omari was in. He was helping me. That motherfucker was tricking his money. Fizz, you got me fucked up.
For real.
For real. Straight up.
That's like,
that's some snake ass shit, bro.
It's all these bitches in the world. You could have got some other girl.
You could have picked one of the baby mamas that didn't nobody know. Or it could be one of them, I don't care what people think. But is it going to last, Fizz? Because you was on marriage boot camp. You was on marriage boot camp with the last motherfucker that you thought you had a relationship on Love and Hip Hop. And we see what happened.
Storyline, girl. Happy should be a storyline. Like, she been going real hot on the internet because she want them ratings for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Now, don't get me wrong. That's my favorite one. But she want them ratings. Speaking of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, congratulations to Brooke Valentine and Marcus.
Ooh, are they married?
I don't know if they're married, but they recently had a baby.
Oh!
So, congratulations to them. I love them. So.
Yes, I love Marcus Black. Come on, Brooke. We need some music now. We still waiting. Come on. You done been in the studio. You done been performing outside on the roof.
She did say she wasn't going to be on this season. So hopefully she comes back next season.
Yeah, come back hard with a CD. Something. Of LP. Whatever.
We love you.
I know the baby's cute.
Oh, adorable. Adorable. It's
only
on
got
Instagram.
That baby hair popping like Brooke.
Just gorgeous. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations. So are you ready for Love and Hip Hop Hollywood? I am.
Very ready.
I love Ray J and Princess. Love them. You got quiet. You got a problem with Ray and Princess?
No, I love and Melody. Ray J. I love Ray J and Melody is beautiful. But I love Ray J. I'm going to leave it at that. That's why I was quiet. I like Princess way from the beginning.
Why don't you like Princess?
With the whole Tierra Marie stuff. I didn't like that. You know?
I like them as a unit. She's kind of...
As a unit, yes, she's
that's
great
what
for
I
him.
Mean.
But as in
because she did do a lot of shit that crossed the line.
I don't like how she, you know, was addressing Monique, talking all reckless. You know? Then made Monique seem like the bad guy. I didn't like her dating back with Morgan. You know, so it's just some things I can't say I don't like her as a person. I don't like her character on that show. I know it's a show.
Yeah.
But I've always been a Ray fan. Melody is beautiful. Congratulations to them. But yeah, that's why I got quiet.
Oh, well, she's feeling some type of way. Because have y'all ever, let's take a minute real quick. Have y'all ever heard a podcast where both the hosts argue back and forth? Like, we barely agree on shit. And that's what makes our show so interesting.
Exactly.
So, thank you for tuning in, and back to what we was talking about. Just know this is a debate match every time.
It always is, because we value each other's opinions, but they're totally different.
Yeah, all the time.
So, but, but congratulations to Ray and Princess.
Congratulations to everybody who about to be on Love. Is Hazel E going to be on there? Because that's my girl.
I don't know if she's going to be on there.
I like Hazel E. What about Masika?
Oh, I hope not. Oh, girl. Keep just showing them titties on the gram live for your brand.
The gram for your brand.
Nobody wants to see you on television anymore, especially with those ashy ankles.
Oh, my goodness, man. Them dirty ass feet. Zell was like, put the camera on her feet. Get them feet. Get the heels. And it looked like she was walking on the strap of the
And it's so sad because I do follow her on Instagram. I like looking at pretty people, but I just, not on TV.
You looking at a pretty person right now. Yeah. Take a look. It's in a book, baby.
I know, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see her on TV anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired of her.
Yeah.
She's and still living lips. Off this Fetty Wap. Where the fuck even is Fetty Wap? He make a drop
dealing
in.
Dealing with one of his.
And he always got a fucking hood on. Like, bruh.
He probably trying to stay incognito. You know,
for
he
what?
Got hella kids.
What that mean? He needed a quick
mamas.
Check.
He trying to, you know, make
so
a little
do they pay them for small appearances?
I think they pay them every time it even get played and you see their face graced on the television.
Mm-hmm. So. I don't know. But let's stay tuned for April Ho ass because she...
I wouldn't be surprised if she just was sucking cock on the internet just for ratings. She's like that much of a nasty hoe to me now. Like,
yeah, she's all
respect went out the window.
Respect
when she's
yourself.
Patting that camel toe, talk about Kane wants this pussy. Fizz wants this pussy.
She need a story.
She was naming basketball players and shit. Like,
ooh.
Oh, how many of them you really fucked though?
Ooh, Omarion said nope. No, 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 no.
Nope.
They have two beautiful children.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Wow. April, get it together, man.
Please.
Because you're going to be the topic of our show every week.
And your kids going to see that shit.
They will.
The future. They're going to be like, my mama used to be a hoe, but she was a pretty hoe.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. Well, we didn't give her enough attention.
Yeah, just enough. But,
my mind's telling me no.
Why every time we start talking about R. Kelly, why we gotta do that song?
Do I don't know.
Pick another song?
And now it's just so perfect and fitting because it's kind of like his mind was telling him no, but he really wanted to fuck them kids.
Oh, man.
R. Kelly. Jesus.
Y'all know I'm Team Kills.
I'm not.
Just
leave
because y'all
alone.
Let it slide. Y'all let this man skate with the Pod Piper with the mask.
Now they got videos. And look at the Pod Piper should have gave it up. They was luring little kids.
That's what the Pod Piper do. I'm about to Google it and read to you exactly what the fuck the Pod Piper is.
And now he's locked up. They won't let him out.
Oh,
they won't let him out.
No.
Yeah, for good reason. They have video footage of him in action with kids.
Well,
probably teens, but still a child, no other. So yeah, and now one of the kids he met back in the day, that's his girl now,
Azriel,
is on the gram showcasing those goods, trying to pick out an outfit. You know, yeah. I guess she's free now. So, titties.
Ass. Look like two midgets in a sleeping bag.
So, she's clearly living her best life without Kells.
Man, she's looking really grown. She's not the little curly hair girl no more. She's not even the girl that was on with Gil with the trench coat on crying. That's not even her anymore.
Yeah, and see, he didn't fix her up. He was just going to pass her along for a younger girl soon, so... Yeah.
Yeah, he had like a...
So what about this cat on the Shade Room saying that he wouldn't trust a pedophile around his child,
yes,
but he works for him?
Yeah, that's his manager, Darrell Jackson, or Daryl Darrell
Johnson.
Johnson, yeah, Daryl Johnson.
Whoever he is, sounds like a fool. You're working for him, but you wouldn't leave your kids around him. Why the fuck are you working for him? Morally and ethically, you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. I'm not
about
to work.
You've seen some things. You've participated in some things.
You probably was fucking kids. Don't want your kid to get fucked up. That's crazy.
But, absolutely not. He says, absolutely not. I will not leave my daughter around anyone that it's accused of pedophilia.
Exactly. And I understand that. But I also feel like it shouldn't be a double standard. Don't work for him and make money from this man that is unknown.
Because what would you do if your daughter walked in there anyway?
Yeah, well, what you going to do? I mean, tell her to get out? Then it's hella awkward, so. Yeah.
I really feel like they, R. Kelly, they putting the pressure on you, dog.
They trying to.
Don't make no more confession songs. That's where he fucked up at. He made a whole confession song. It was like 12 to 15 minutes or some shit.
He already hopped out the closet. Mm. Shit.
Once they got the Evie, man, they got the Evie on you.
They trying to kill me, man. Okay, I ain't gonna make that joke. That was wrong. But was it?
It wasn't, because you know Gil, she gets to the core, you know. So. She got to the core with him. She was getting to the core with the manager. He's actually the person that pulled R. Kelly back when he was standing up in Gil's face.
Doing all that flipping out.
Yeah, so. I mean, I just don't. All I gotta say is they got the Evie.
We know you're not innocent, Kels.
We know. It's justice, I guess, is finally being served, you know. But it's about the testifying. Mm. Or they going to really be like, he did this, he did that.
Where's the proof?
Is this you? They going to be like, is this you on the tape? Do you got some tapes with you on there?
Did he pee on you?
Hold on. Speaking of peeing, we going to go back to Love and Hip Hop. Go back. So, let's do a highlight of that reunion. When Carly was taking the lie detector test, why did this man ask her, did you defecate on whose head?
She said, no.
Like, did you ask her, did you shit on her bed? Like, come on, Love and Hip Hop. See, that's what I'm saying.
Next time on Love and Hip Hop reunion. I knew it was under there. Oh, we know Carly ain't lying. She a lot of things, but she ain't a liar.
Nah, she don't be lying. She messy, though. Messy, but she own her mess.
Yep.
You know, but.
That's why I fucks with her, period.
So, Kels, man, they got the Evie, man. And all I'm going to say is, find you somebody in prison that's going to hold you down, that's going to have your back, somebody that you can grow old with.
And you can find a young one. You could. You can be 18 or
you
older. Could,
you know, because that's where you about to be.
Yeah.
Straight up. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We getting better and better. And it's a lovely feeling. We just sitting here and we bobbing. Is there anything that you want to throw out there at the last minute?
I'm going to just say, hey, thanks for tuning in. Come fuck with us next time. Yeah.
Make sure you buy big lighters. Big lighters last forever and ever. Even when you wash them in the washing machine, when you forget to take them out your pocket. Yeah. They're $2.99, but they're worth the money.
Flick a big.
Messy Mac Radio. We out this motherfucker.
Peace.